The Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces have killed at least one person during a demonstration near the so-called buffer zone. According to a hospital official in Gaza, at least 220 Palestinians were also injured. 90 of them were wounded by Israeli forces' live fire. As the 19th week in a row, the Palestinians in Gaza are taking part in protests known as the Great March of Return rallies. Demonstrations against the Israeli occupation began back on March 30th. The Palestinians say the right to return to their homeland must be guaranteed. Israeli troops have killed 156 people during these Friday rallies. They've also injured nearly 17,000 others. And joining us out of Gaza City is our own Press TV's Ashraf Shannon for an update. Hello, Ashraf. Thanks for joining us. What can you tell us, Ashraf?
Well, Danny, it was the 19th Friday in a row that thousands of people in Gaza take part in the peaceful demonstrations against the Israeli occupation. Today, Israeli forces shot and killed one protester. 220 others were also injured, including 90 who were shot with live ammunition. Among them, three people are still listed in critical condition by the Palestinian Ministry of Health. Since the beginning of the Great March of Return rallies on March 30th, Israeli forces have so far killed 156 people, including 20 children and two women, two paramedics, and two journalists. What we saw today was just another example of Israel's callous disregard for the value of human life, and also the excessive use of lethal force against the peaceful protesters. People there today were just burning tires and hurling rocks towards Israeli soldiers, who responded most of the time by live ammunition. Even the use of tear gas was less than the previous weeks, but it was the shooting was very extensive, and it's possible that more people could die in the coming days from the injuries they sustained today. Since the beginning of the Great March of Return rallies, Israeli forces have wounded some 17,000 protesters. At least 350 of them are still listed in critical condition and are still fighting for their lives. The hospitals in Gaza have been having a very hard time to cope with the type of injuries that were caused by the use of explosive bullets against the protesters. And still, the situation is very harsh. Not only that Israel's killing people in Gaza, it also continues to maintain a tight and choking blockade of the coastal enclave since 2007. And one of the main reasons for today's rallies was also to highlight the inhumane and illegal Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip.
Thank you for that update there out of Gaza City. Our own Press TV, that is Ashraf Shannon. Thank you, Ashraf. Challenging Israel's naval blockade on the Gaza Strip is approaching the territory. Our correspondent Richard Sudan is on board this vessel.
So myself and the other 11 activists on board the Freedom are currently less than 90 nautical miles from Gaza. It's been a very interesting trip. A day or so ago, we actually docked briefly in Alexandria. We had no choice. We had to try and do a rendezvous there. We were expecting actually to receive some kind of resistance from the Egyptian military, but on the contrary, once they checked us out and they boarded, they actually advised us to be on our way. And I think there are a few people there that were favorable. So we continued our journey. We wound our way up the coast from Alexandria. This morning, we actually saw a much larger Egyptian military vessel, which was tailing us for some time, but it seemed that it was just curious and it backed off. So we are currently less than 90 nautical miles from the Gaza coast. Given that the Al-Aqsa was roughly 49 nautical miles when it was intercepted, we expect to be apprehended within the next 4 to 5 hours, which is our remaining time of daylight. It could be the case that the Israeli occupation forces want to apprehend us at night time, which would be a complete different story. Obviously, we know there was some level of violence involved from the Israeli Navy when they took over the Al-Aqsa. So everyone's obviously a bit nervous, but since then, we're very close, and people can't help but imagine that we might actually make it through the blockade. Everyone's in good spirits. Of course, there's medical aid on board. It's a peaceful, non-violent mission for which the activists on board have been trained in that regard.
A Swedish flag vessel called Freedom is nearly 90 kilometers now off the coast of Gaza. The boat began its journey from Europe last week. Gaza Strip has been under Israel's siege since June of 2007. Blockade has caused a decline in the living standards of Palestinians and deepened poverty in the region. Activists have made several attempts to break the blockade in recent years, but the most notably was back in 2010 when Israeli naval commandos killed 9 people in a raid at sea.